Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. I tell you, a beautiful day here in the Mile High City, about 80 degrees, and we are looking forward to a great show. We are coming to you live from the Outdoorsman Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden. Just go west on Santa Fe, and we're on Hamden, and we are between Santa Fe and Federal. And it used to be the old Camera Trader building, if you're familiar with that area. And now this is the new location for the Outdoorsman Attic. And we're going to be here for the next hour. And we've got a lot of friends of the show stopping by. And then we're going to get the owners on here shortly. This is a very, very cool store. This is a consignment store for the outdoors. Man, I tell you, if you can think of it, they've got it here. I mean, if you need some camping equipment, they've got some boating equipment. Pontoon type boats, all kinds of floating tubes downstairs. They've got fishing equipment, firearms, a lot of clothing, like I say, sleeping bags. And so just a great, great store, a place you can save some money. And on the other hand, if you've got some late spring cleaning to do, maybe you can go through and bring some things down here and sell it. A lot better than sitting in your garage with it at a garage sale. Promise you, you'll get more for it here at the Outdoorsman Attic, and they are very fair on all their consignment terms. So I hope you'll come see us and say hello. We have 10 gun cases to give away. The first 10 people that come to the store here between the 1 and 2 hour, we will give you a really nice camo, kind of a shotgun gun case, and these are very, very nice cases. Well, again, this is Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, and let me say hello to my co-host, Red Merrill. Red, how are you?
I'm doing good, Scott, and boy, what a great day to be out here having a remote. And you know, you and I walked through the store, and it is jam-packed with some great stuff. I can't believe the things that everybody's getting rid of, but it's some great bargains in there.
Absolutely, and our good friend Alan Stack is here with Stack Optical, and Alan left a donation. I saw him carrying a few bags out to the car. I hope your wife's not listening. Yeah, she did call and said, go ahead and buy yourself a couple of guns,
did
Alan.
She? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, thank you.
She just said, go ahead and buy yourself a couple of guns, yeah. And but it is a great store, and I hope you'll come by and see them. And Patty and Bill are the parents, and Billy, their son, they're the owners here, and just great, great people. So come see us. Again, we're at the Outdoorsman Attic, 2650 West Hamden. Well, our first guest, and then we're going to get, like I say, get the owners on here shortly, is Alan Stack, Stack Optical. And Alan's no stranger to our show and a very good supporter of our show, and we thank him for that. And
thank you, Scott.
Alan has really been on the cutting edge here of some great outdoor glasses. And I tell you, they have actually changed my life in the way that I'm seeing in the outdoors and the different lenses that are available. So, Alan, first of all, thank you for your support for our show.
But oh, you're very welcome.
Let's talk about the Stack Sport Pack.
All right, Scott. It's basically a frame that I can put different types of lenses in that you can switch out in the field depending on what you're doing. The nice thing about the frame is it's adjustable out in the field. In other words, if you need to bring that, let's say it has a shooting bifocal in there, well, you want to bring it up a little bit or bring it down a little bit, you can do that out in the field. Or if you need to tighten up the frame when you're in a heavy brush, you can tighten it up so it doesn't move around.
And you know, Alan, a lot of people don't think about their eyesight when they go out to hunt, and it's just something that they do as an afterthought. But it's a vital part of being able to shoot good,
especially,
and be able to see game good and stuff.
Especially if you're using
these
iron
glasses
sights.
Are fantastic.
I appreciate that. Yeah, especially if you have iron sights. You know, scopes, that's a different story. But if you're wearing progressive with the scope, it still doesn't come in clear.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you want to have a good pair of distance glasses for when you're using that scope. But my neat thing about the Sports Pack is it's designed for iron sights as well.
Right. And you know, when you get at Red's age, you know, we gotta you gotta get him some pretty good glasses out there where he can see.
Because I don't know, he looks pretty smart with those half eyes. Yeah.
Well, you know, I shaved my mustache off, Scott, and everybody tells me I look 20 years younger.
Well, I told you when you looked 110 before.
Well, that's true.
You know, now you look 90. So you know, no, you do, you really do.
No, you look good. You look good.
You can come by and see Red and. Tell us what you think. He used to have the big cowboy gray mustache, and he did shave that off. But we're having a great time here at the Outdoorsman Attic. Again, we are 2650 West Hamden, a terrific store. As I mentioned, if you're just joining us, this is a consignment store for the outdoors. Just about everything you can think of, they have. And if you need to get rid of some things, maybe your wife's encouraging you to do that like mine does me sometimes. Bring it out here. Let Patty and Bill look at it, and they put a fair value on it, and they will sell it for you, and that's at the Outdoorsman Attic. So, Alan, what are you seeing with your customers that are coming in looking at these shooting glasses? What are some of the things they're most surprised at once you get them fitted right and then they get to go out and use them?
Well, a lot of the folks that are coming back, and they couldn't believe the difference that it made. They go to some of their competition shoots with their handguns after they get one of these. And they'll come back and go, Alan, I didn't realize what a difference that was going to make. And they're very pleased. I have had many customers come back and actually give me... It's the first time I've used a frame that people come back and comment on.
Right.
It's just, it's phenomenal. There's something else I wanted to mention, too, to come down here to the Outdoorsman's Attic. I've got a bunch of these little gift packs that have a little lens cloth in them, and they have some eyeglass cleaner and so forth. Free pen. Come on down, and I'll give you one of those.
Okay. Wind's picking up here a little bit. Hopefully we're still coming through loud and clear for you here. But come by our table. We're literally on the front porch of the Outdoorsman Attic, and we've got about 20 of these to give away. These are a great glass cleaner that Alan's giving away, and again, Stack Optical. It's located at 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North in Denver, 80209 there, and 303-321-1578 is their number. Again, 303-321-1578. And they give senior discounts. They do emergency service. They have comprehensive eye exams. They do LASIK and cataract referrals if you need that. They can do in-house manufacturing. They don't send things out, repairs, refurbishing. And usually, and I tell you, this is something that's really, really great, usually it's about a 1 to 3 day turnaround for Stack Optical. And they're located right off Colorado Boulevard, Cherry Creek Drive North. There's a car wash there. And if you just turn right there on Cherry Creek Drive North near the second building up on the right-hand side. And that's Stack Optical, 303-321-1578. Now, he's offering a $69 for an eye exam. If you've had one within the last year or so and you've got all those reports, that's fine. You can bring those in. But if not, it may be time to get you a good eye exam. And whether you're doing, you know, fly fishing, whether you're doing archery, you know, shooting, Alan can fit these sunglasses and these lenses with the perfect optical correction in there, because tying flies may be getting hard for you to do, and this will really be of help to you. And again, that's Stack Optical. And Alan, let's talk just a minute here about when people come in, what are you really looking for? You know, we'll just talk about shooting right now. What are you really looking for, and you know, why do you have them bring their gun in?
Well, you bring in the gun or the bow, your pistol, and what I'm going to do is take you in the back of my shop. I'm going to have you look at a target. One, I'm going to look at your stance, find out where you're looking through your eyewear. Then I'll mark that, and then I'll have you put your distance glasses on, and then I'll sit there and just add and subtract power until that front sight pops. Just enough to make that front sight pop, and then we stop, and I'll make up the glasses, and that's why I need you to have you bring in your weapon.
Right. Again, this is Stack Optical, 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North in Denver. Their number 303-321-1578, and we have some examples here of the Stack Sport Pack. So if you're in the area, we'd love to meet you. Come by. You can meet Alan, talk to him a little bit about those. And we've got a lot of other friends going to be stopping by. Matter of fact, we have the Kenny family, friends of ours, from our church, stopping by with his boys, and they got their hands full.
Full of gear. Isn't,
oh, look
isn't
at
it?
That.
Absolutely. That's good.
And I want to thank Paul.
Oh, there goes Billy Bass.
Yeah. Want to thank Paul for bringing his boys by. And, again, great store. You want to save some money, I'm telling you. Don't go to the big box stores and blow a lot of money on retail. You can come here to the Outdoorsman Attic, and there's a lot of – if you wear a size 14, let me tell you this, do you need some boots? Come down here. I saw two or three pair, brand new. These boots have never been worn. Just not a lot of guys need size 14. But if that's a size for you, most of the time that's kind of a hard size to find. Come down here to the Outdoorsman Attic, and they will get you fixed up. We've got a few gun cases left. So come by and see us. Again, we are live at the Outdoorsman Attic, 2650 West Hamden. Their number, 303-781-3626. We're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Austin Parr for a few minutes. Austin does his own guiding here in Chatfield, and want to talk with him about all the rain and all the levels of water and seeing how that's affecting how the fish are biting. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, live from the Sportsman's Attic.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the reloading zone. From handguns to ARs, the reloading zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And if you're trying to sell your car or truck, be careful of online advertising. There's lots of scammers and criminals that make their living on the internet. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet will pay top dollar for your used vehicle in just 15 minutes, and the money is good. On the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
Dana Lash, 8 p.m. weeknights on KLZ 560.
We are back. We are coming to you live from the Outdoorsman Attic, 2650 West Hamden. Their number, 303-781-3626. If you're just joining us, this is a consignment store for the outdoors. And a terrific store, terrific concept, and just a great place to come out and do some shopping. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining bright. And we've had a lot of people out here so far, and we've got a few gun cases left here. Before we go to Austin Parr, which I promoted in the last segment, I want to bring Billy on, and Billy is the owner here, and his parents, Patty and Bill. And so, Bill, how did you come up with this concept?
Well, it was a pretty easy concept. I had too much stuff in my garage and not enough space. I tried to sell it on Craigslist, do it like everybody else does, and I was getting sick and tired of having people come over to the house late at night or offer pennies on the dollar for the stuff, and I knew that there had to have been a better spot. My wife, she likes to go to the consignment stores for women, so I started looking into it, and there was nothing like that for us guys.
Right.
And so 4.5 years later, here we are. We doubled our space, and people are pretty excited about it.
Yes. No, I mean, it's a great location. And, you know, you were there on Broadway, which, you know, I'm not going to lie, that was a great location, a lot of traffic going by. But you know what? Things happen for a reason in life. And while it kind of put us all in a tailspin a little bit, where are we going to go? What are we going to do? And I say we because I feel like we're partners with you. But, you know, we certainly love the location here at 2650 West Hamden. Like, well, the space is immaculate. And you guys just did a great job. There's actually two levels here. They've got a main floor and then a basement. And it's going to give him just a lot more room to show things. So, again, if you've got some things, maybe you need to do some cleaning, bring it by the Outdoorsman Attic. And they will take a look at it. Again, they're very fair in all the different ways they do the consigning. They also take firearms as well. And so you got firearms, ammo. You can buy licenses here. And just a great, great store. So talk about some of the items and what you find are doing really well here for people to consign.
So obviously the fishing stuff, if most fishermen have way too much tackle. They don't want to admit it, but... you know, we've always got a lot of people looking for that. Fly fishing gear is starting to become hot now. Even the camping gear. I know that we had a real wet spring here.
Right.
So it was getting a little tough to get out, but hopefully the sun's going to start shining again. And tents, sleeping bags, any of that kind of outdoor gear is going great.
And if it doesn't start shining, y'all have boats in
there. Yeah, we do. We even have, we've got tarps, and, you know, we've got the inflatable boats now. So if you want to go cruise like Evans or something like that, you know, when it floods out.
I'm starting to build my ark.
It's getting
just
tough.
In case.
Yeah.
Well, again, this is a great store, and we want to thank, you know, Billy and Patty and Bill for their support for our show. We're able to get together, now several months back, and they have just been a terrific partner for us. And so come by here, and, you know, whether it's Drive Radio, our show at Sportsman, all of the different partners that we have are people that we have really developed a great friendship with you. They're companies that you can trust. And so the people that you hear advertised on KLZ 560, these are partners of ours and of the station. And, you know, the way we can thank them the most is having you come by and spending a few dollars with them. So come by and see us. Again, we're at the Outdoorsman Attic at 2650 West Hamden. So, Billy, I'll let you get back, and
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming out, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Austin Parr now. Austin, how are you?
Good. How are you, Scott?
Man, what is up with all the water we're getting? How is that affecting the fishing?
Well, you know, as we just mentioned there a second ago, all the rivers are pretty darn high, so there's not a whole lot of moving water fly fishing going on right now. But as far as the high water is concerned, Chatfield actually has risen 12 feet over the last, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. They were getting it close to getting it back down, but then I've been hearing it's come back up 5 feet. I wasn't out yesterday, but it came up 5 feet in a day.
Yeah.
So,
have they already raised the spillway? Like they were going to for planning for the future to put more water in the
lake? Well, the spillway was going to kind of remain the same. They were going to try and push up some of the outhouses and roads and all that kind of stuff up. Obviously, they did not have a chance to get that happening before the water came up. But, you know, it hasn't really hurt the fishing. It's just changed it. So it's really similar to if someone's going up to Glendale. All the walleyes are up in the trees right now. We've been flipping and pitching trees, pulling walleyes out of 2, 3, 4 feet of water. Really, really shallow, and then having a lot of smallmouth bass being in there as well.
Wow. I had a gentleman that called our show last week, and I talked to him Thursday, and so he told me to ask you this question. And he wants to take his grandson fishing. There's a lot of ponds around the Greeley area.
Yep.
And he wants his son to catch fish.
Sure.
Okay, because he doesn't want to take him out there. So he's asking, what are the best things to fish with when you've got maybe a young person in ponds? And I guess the first thing I would kind of think of is what's in the pond, right?
Sure. Yeah, well, that's a big thing for sure. You know, a lot of your warm water ponds are contain, you know, they're holding bluegills, pumpkin seeds, largemouth bass a lot of times. You know, we talked about this method, you know, a couple weeks back on the show, but slip bobbers are always a really good way to do that. You're able to kind of pull your bait up off the bottom a little bit and have a depth controlled float, and that really is a good way to fish some of that. And that's been an effective way to fish at Chatfield as well. Some of the clients that I've been having that haven't been quite as skilled with their casting, we've been running slip bobbers on the edges of the trees and been doing really, really well on both walleyes and smallmouth bass.
What's the best kind of reel for kids to use?
You know, a lot of people wind up going with the close-faced push-button kind of style, but I really don't like that at all. I mean, spinning reels are plenty user-friendly. My recommendation is to get them up into a full-size rod and reel. You're going to be having a much more quality piece of equipment, and, you know, it's going to be a lot, you know, a lot less frustrations when you're going to be using something like that. So that's really my recommendation, is don't go with the really inexpensive stuff right off the bat.
Right. What are you hearing kind of just around the state as a whole as far as fishing here in the next few months?
Well, everything's high water for sure. You know, being this time of year, this is a rock solid time of year. I mean, if you can get on top of fish, they will be going right now. I mean, June is about as good as it gets for walleyes, and, you know, everything from Glendale to McConaughey to Cherry Creek to Chatfield are all fishing really, really well. But the main pattern has just been, you know, with the exception of Cherry Creek, has been really shallow. All the fish are up in, you know, as shallow as 2 and 3 feet of water. So a lot of people are going out and fishing the regular spots that they're used to catching fish, but that's not happening at all this year. Those guys are getting aced, and all the fish are in shallow. And if you don't go in shallow, you're not going to be catching any fish.
What kind of lures or bait do you like?
You know, we've been running a lot of soft plastics up in the trees, trying to move a lot of water, little swim baits, also tube jigs and drop shots, stuff that I'm able to be casting and moving a lot of water. Once you start finding the fish, I switch over and start doing some leeches and jigs, slip bobbers, and then also some more of a finesse plastic presentation. And going through all of that, you know, is allowing you to pinpoint your fish where they're sitting in the particular sets of trees. And then once you find them, you can really start hitting a lot of fish on some of the bait options.
Now, for your guiding trip, let's talk about that a little bit. All right. Tell us what your setup is, how many people you can take.
Sure.
Are you booked out right now? And so when could people get on with you?
Yeah, I have a 17.5-foot Alumacraft, fully equipped with everything you need to catch fish, tournament ready, full selection of high-end St. Croix rods. I have basically everything that you're going to need to catch a lot of fish. The only thing on a guide trip that someone would need to bring would be some appropriate weather gear. With how much rain we've been having, definitely some rain gear is appropriate, but then also a fishing license. I take up to 3 people on my boat, and I really try and focus on helping them learn how to catch more fish.
Uh-huh.
And right now, especially, I've been booking a lot of trips just for the fact that people are struggling, and I am allowing them to get some additional education to help them catch some fish in some tough conditions. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely booked a little bit right now, but with some openings mixed in. So
okay.
I am not completely fully booked, but getting there for sure. So
what are you finding that when people go out with you, what are some of the things that you find that they go, wow, I have learned so much from just spending this few hours with you? What are just some of the things that you probably think are very easy and normal, but what are people most shocked to learn after being with you?
Tell you what, recently it's been the depth that these walleyes are actually sitting in. People are used to having walleyes. They think they're a deep water fish, catching them in, you know, 16, 17, 18 feet of water and deeper even. But when we're going in there and catching walleyes in 1.5 feet of water, people are really surprised by that. And that right now has been a big thing that folks are seeing. And it's opening their eyes, and the fact that these walleyes, they don't just stay deep. They chase bait. And when the water level rises, the bait rises, and the bait goes in the trees. And those fish are chasing that shad.
Now, what's the best number for people to reach you if they want to book a trip?
My best number is going to be 303-514-5546, or calling Discount Fishing Tackle down on South Santa Fe Drive.
All right.
And what size fish are you catching?
Pretty average fish has been 18 to 19 inches on the walleye size. Definitely some bigger fish mixed in. This time of year is not normally known for a big fish time of year, but we've been catching a lot of fish in that 21-inch and up class, even as you know, the biggest one this summer has been 28. So some nice fish mixed in, good quality fish, and a lot of keeper fish. A lot of people complain about there not being keeper walleye in Chatfield. We're catching a lot of them right now, so it's been good.
All right, give Austin a call. Again, that number is 303-514-5546, 303-514-5546. Go ahead, Reggie.
Well, I was just wondering, what about the rest of the lakes? You're talking about Chatfield mostly, which is where you fish, and that you're catching lots of walleye.
Yep.
What are some of the other lakes around? What's the fish that they're catching out of those?
Cherry Creek has been acting a little bit more normal than that you would see on a typical year. Walleyes are on main lake hump, still a little bit shallow with some of the water temperatures going on right now, but a lot of folks are catching a lot of fish out there. Glendale has been really good if you're going to go out of state, and also McConaughey have both been really good. You know, like I said, all your walleye lakes, anything that has walleye in it is going right now. Pueblo's up in the trees. Guys are catching fish there. Horsetooth, Boyd, Carter, there's fish coming out of everywhere. But like I said, the one pattern, if the water's high and in the trees, go and chase that high water and go fish in those trees.
Sounds great.
All right. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Waddy, along with Red Merrill. We've got Alan Stack here with Stack Optical. We got any gift bags left, Alan? You got a few?
We do.
All right, we got a few left. If you want to come by and get a gift bag from Stack Optical, and come by and see us at the Outdoorsman Attic, 2650 West Hamden. Again, if you're just joining us, this is a consignment store. Now, they've been around for a few years. They were located in the Englewood area there on South Broadway, and now they have a brand new location here at 2650 West Hamden. Here's west on Hamden between Santa Fe and Federal. It used to be an old Camera Trader building, and just a great, great store, and a lot of terrific buys here, and they have got some good sales going on. So come in and mention Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll get you taken care of. We got to take another short break, and we'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
We are back. This is Sportsman of Colorado Radio Show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. We are coming to you live from the Outdoorsman Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden. It's a beautiful day. Come see us. They've got a lot of great values, a lot of great bargains.
Oh, a lot of goodies.
Yeah, Alan's already relieved them of some inventory. And we had a few of our friends, the Kenny boys, came in. They bought a lot of stuff. So we want to thank those guys for coming out here. So, Colin, what did you get?
We bought a talking fish and a water backpack.
A talking fish?
Three water backpacks.
Oh, that's pretty cool. A talking fish?
Mm-hmm. Big Mouth Billy.
Big Mouth Billy. Well, that's good. Well, man, we appreciate you guys coming out here today and seeing us.
Thank you.
All right. Good deal. All right, I got to go to Tiffany. Now, Tiffany is Billy's daughter. Billy's the owner we had on earlier in the show. And I was out here yesterday and trying to test some things out. And she wanted to be on the show, and I asked her if she could make chocolate chip cookies. And she said yes. And I said, well, that's a sure way to get on the show. And she delivered this morning. So, Tiffany, it is great to have you on the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm better now after your chocolate chip cookies, I tell you that. So is it pretty cool with your dad having a store like this?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
That it has camping and hunting stuff.
So you like to go camping?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What all do you like to do when you go camping?
I like to ride my bike and sleep in our camper.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, we've had a lot of people out here today, hadn't we? Mm-hmm. It's been pretty neat, and you've been helping us hand out our 2015 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide, and I want to thank you for doing that as well.
Yep.
All right. Okay. And you keep those cookies coming, and we'll be out here every Saturday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hope you'll come see us. Again, a lot of great values out here at the Outdoorsman Attic. All right, we're going to go back to Austin real quick, and then we're going to come back to Alan, talk a little bit more about our eyewear and all that he has to offer at Stack Optical. But, Austin, let's get into little techniques. You know, we've had some callers from the show, and they said, hey, we love the show, but get into it a little bit more with techniques and all. So usually Kevin Flesh is here.
Yep.
Kevin's our resident fisherman here. So what's something on top of your head that you think, you know what, Scott, this can kind of fit anybody that goes fishing? What's something good for us?
Well, I mean, in this high water, like I was talking about, everything is all about finding the fish. A lot of people that I've been talking to, both down at the store, at Discount Fishing Tackle, at the docks, and talking to game wardens and everything down at the lake, is the fact that people are driving around, they're looking at their normal spots, they're not seeing any fish on their sonars. They've spent all this money on their sonar, why are they not seeing fish? Like I just talked about, though, these fish are chasing the high water, and they're moving up into the trees. You're not going to see them on the sonar at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing that you're looking to do is actually being able to move a lot of water, like I was saying, and being able to find these fish. So a lot of what we have been doing is, for one, you know, like I said, moving up into the trees. But the question is, what trees are you going to wind up moving into? And I have been doing all kinds of different stuff. Going out there, swim baits have been one of my top producers for actually really finding active fish. Basically, a swim bait going in a 3 or 4 inch bait, it has a paddle tail on it, and it has some good vibration to it. It's a soft plastic. And this soft plastic is allowing you to cast and physically reel on a fairly quick pace through a lot of trees and get a couple bites. Also, jerk baits have been really, really good. Rapala has a brand new bait called a Shadow Wrap, and that bait has been phenomenally effective. And also the classic Smithwick Rogues have been really good. And I've been throwing these baits in as shallow as 5 feet of water, shallow as I can get, that I don't get them hung up. And it has allowed me to really target these fish and being able to find that quantity of fish. And then, like I said, once I found that quantity of fish, I've gone and been incorporating some slip bobbers and then also throwing a lot of jigs and leeches. The jigs that I've been throwing, 1/8 ounce jigs from Northland. This is a situation where I don't necessarily have to go and have a really, really high quality hook. A lot of times I'm spending a lot of money and doing some really expensive jigs. You're losing a lot of jigs in these trees.
Right.
So I've been, like I said, doing a lot of Northland RZ jigs have been really, really good, and tipping those with leeches or crawlers, and then being able to bounce them around the trees that you're able to find and that are holding fish. And that's been... It's been the way that we've been catching fish in tough conditions out there.
Okay, well, what time of day is the best time that you enjoy going out?
Typically, early morning has been always pretty good, but ironically, this time of year, we've been able to catch fish all day long. And the whole reason for this is these fish are really incorporating the shade as a big structure point.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been catching in the middle of the day almost every single fish out of the shade, so that's something that folks should look into. If you're fishing the sunny side of trees, you're not going to be catching fish. So you got to be get in the shade in fairly close proximity to the trees. And, I mean, even pulling these fish out like bass. People wouldn't think walleyes are in the shallow, but they are there.
Alan, you get into fishing much?
Actually, that's I just bought my fishing license here.
Oh, so okay.
My wife and I are going to go up camping here in a couple weeks, go up Turquoise Lake.
There you go.
And she got me a little paddle boat that I'll be paddling around Turquoise Lake with, and I thought, well, I'll take my fishing gear up there.
Well, that's cool.
That's something else to talk about, too, though. The mountain lakes have been really, really productive. You know, a lot of folks have been sitting at home because of this high water for fly fishing.
Right.
And, you know, you don't have to do that. All the high mountain lakes are starting to ice out, even as high as some of the your 10 and 11,000 foot
right.
lakes.
Up there in Leadville.
Up there in Leadville, yeah. Turquoise has been iced out for a little while, but I also have been doing some guide trips up on Williams Fork.
Okay.
And we have a permit up there, and Williams Fork, we've been producing some big lake trout up there. That has been really productive. And then also we've been not guiding but personal fishing up at Spinney. If folks are looking to have another really good productive day, Spinney, throwing tube jigs, little 2.5-inch tubes along weed edges, and using your sonar to really be able to locate some of those weed edges have been – it's been really, really good up there. So 50, 60, 70 fish days.
Yeah. Yeah, folks, wow. I hope you can hope you can tell over the radio that Austin is an expert in his field. He's got the knowledge. He's got the technique. He's got the skill. And you can book a fishing trip with Austin and know that you're going to get some quality fishing time and catch fish. And Austin, give us your number, how they can contact you again.
Yeah, 303-514-5546 is the best way to contact me. Give me a call. If I don't answer, I'm probably out on the water. So leave a message or shoot me a text, and I'll get back with you.
Now, is that your personal number or is that discount?
That is my personal number. So.
Okay, and you can also call Discount Fishing Tackle over on Santa Fe.
Yeah, 303-698-2550. And, you know, I've been talking about all these techniques, and all the guys down at the shop are super knowledgeable on all this as well, including myself. I'm in there from time to time when I'm not guiding, and I can really talk you through how to fish these techniques and show you the different baits to use. And we have a phenomenal selection. If people haven't been down there in a while, we have bumped the selection up like crazy.
Where is that located?
It is just south of Evans and north of Dartmouth on the west side of Santa Fe. So right over there in that little shop at right on Santa Fe itself.
Yeah. Right. And a great store. And I will tell you this, it will fool you from the outside of what's inside.
Stop just in, absolutely. Honest.
It is a beautiful store inside. They've got a lot of great equipment in there and you know, just a great selection. If you can't find it in there, you probably don't need it or it's not made.
talking about conventional fishing, but we have a huge selection of flies down in there too. So if people are looking to get in that high water with some San Juan worms and stone flies, we have some great selections of some of those and all kinds of different varieties. All your tippet and leader that you may need, or even if you need to pick up a new fly rod, we have real high-end stuff to more affordable stuff and brand names as well.
Now you're pro staff.
Yes.
With a couple of companies. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, I'm on pro staff for number one St. Croix Rods. Those guys are awesome. They manufacture the majority of their rods out of Park Falls, Wisconsin. And the really cool part about St. Croix is they're not a corporation. They are a family-owned and operated company out of Park Falls. The same family that has owned it from day one is continuing to pass it down and continuing to operate it, and they make some of the highest quality rods on the market. And, you know, the other thing about them is their warranty coverage is impeccable. If you break a rod, like I actually did this weekend up at Glendale.
Now, see, I can identify with you now. I can break a rod.
I hit it with a jig coming out of a tree really bad, so that I couldn't have done it again if I tried. But I'm going to be sending that into St. Croix and be utilizing my lifetime warranty on some rods. And purchasing that, you know, a rod with a warranty like that, especially from a company like St. Croix, will pay dividends later on down the line.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, Austin, what kind of fly is in season right now?
Sure.
Best to use on this?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're really seeing a lot of high water, like we mentioned earlier. There really isn't anywhere that is low or fishable, you know, classic fishable water. So when you're dealing with those high water conditions, two things really come to mind. One is a stonefly, and then one is a San Juan worm. Both of those are going to be very effective on some pretty heavy nymph rigs along the edges of some of your rivers. Right now, also, we're seeing some salmon flies come off, which is always an attractive time on both the Gunnison and the Colorado. The Colorado is still floatable. The Gunnison's a little bit high down there. But folks have been throwing some salmon fly dries, which have been really good. And then if you're targeting some of your bigger fish in your rivers this time of year, going dark is always something that people don't think about. Black with a little bit of flash is going to be your most effective pattern as far as color goes on your stoneflies. Different patterns like a bar's tungstone, stone, that's kind of a dark olive, those are really good. Some solitude tungsten stoneflies that have some nice rubber legs are both really good. We carry all those down in the shop. But then also San Juan worms, both your classic and your sparkle San Juans are good. And then adding beads that are tungsten definitely help with those as well. So, you know, getting and fishing your edges with those. On anywhere, you know, the Eagle's been fishing well, the Colorado and the Gunnison have all been doing well. It's just high water, and you're having to do stuff that's a little bit different. But one thing I have to say, if you're taking, you know, little kids out, be very cautious if you're heading up to some of these rivers. They are dangerous flows, and be careful in that high water because it is not worth getting swept down and getting your waders filled up. Yeah. So you definitely want to go and fish a lake before you do that.
Well, give Austin a call, 303-514-5546. That's 303-514-5546. Austin, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you spending
a few
minutes.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
All right, that's Austin Parr. Again, you can always catch him at Discount Fishing Tackle as well. And, Dan, I'm going to get you hooked up here and talk with this gentleman. Dan is on our referral list, actually, with SeniorResourceOfColorado.com. And Dan is in the tree business with Ross Tree. And we'll get him hooked up here. And they've actually been out of my house, done some tree work for us. And I tell you, with all the different storms that we've had, if you've got some tree damage out there, and Dan's going to tell us kind of how far booked out they are right now, but I promise you, this is a great company, someone you can trust, and someone that will do you a great job. And, again, this is with Ross Tree Company and Dan Hallen, and Dan's a supporter out here of the Outdoorsman Attic. So how's business?
Business is booming. The Mother's Day storm really took a toll on a lot of trees. And we went from about 2 to 3 weeks out to 6 to 8 weeks out almost overnight. So it's doing really well. And just want to let everybody know that there's a lot of damage out there that you should really consider taking care of before it either hurts some property or somebody. And there's a lot of freeze damage out there also.
And you know what? Don't be foolish and get on a ladder and try to do some things yourself and get hurt.
Yeah,
you
know, let the professionals let the do it.
Don't try this at home. One of those. Hats,
it really
okay?
is. Yeah. It's a dangerous thing to do, and the guys that have been doing it for years, they know what they're doing, and they know how to do it as safely as possible.
Okay. Well, Dan's number at the office is 303-871-9121. Again, this is Ross Tree Company. And just a great, great company. As I said, I give them a personal testimonial. They've been to my home, did a great job for me. And give them a call if you need any kind of tree service. They do commercial, residential, trimming, removals, planting, stump grinding, plant health care. And we're going to get Dan back on our Haystack shows here coming up as well through the week. And just, again, a great company and someone you can trust. Their number is 303-871-9121. So, Dan, thanks so much. And thanks for supporting us and
Absolutely.
Outdoors. Did you buy anything today?
I am buying some stuff. And if I can just get a chance to say, this is probably, in my mind, one of the best places to come.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic. The owners are amazing. And you can quickly become family here.
No, you can, and that's one thing. It is a neighborhood feel.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love spending my money here.
Absolutely. I do as well, as long as my wife's not listening right now. All right, we're going to draw for some $25 gift certificates here. So, Bud, let's draw a name out of there.
You can pick mine.
All right. One winner here is Anthony Fraley. Anthony Fraley, so we'll be giving Anthony a call for a $25 gift certificate to the Outdoorsman Attic, and we're going to draw a few of these. Philip Abeda, you're a winner of a $25 gift card. Here, Anthony, you draw one, bud. All right, let's see here. Paul Kenny. Who is that? Did you draw your dad's name? Well, y'all just won a $25 gift certificate. All right, Colin, you pick one for me, bud. All right, let's see what we got here. Lindsay Nofker, it looks like here. Lindsay, we got a phone number for you, so we'll give you a call. So we have four winners, Mr. Paul Kenny, Philip Abeda, Anthony Fraley, and Lindsay Nofker, it looks like. Something like that. So we'll get those gift certificates. We're up against the break. When we come back, we're going to finish up with Alan Stack and Stack Optical. Come out and see us. We're going to be here for a little bit even after the show. So come out and see us. We're at the Outdoorsman Attic, 2650 West Hamden. This is Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you want to save money on a new Chevrolet, you're making a big mistake if you don't shop Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We have the lowest prices and the highest trade-in values. This month, we are offering 15% off most new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037, or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Freedom 560. Ken Clark. Weekday afternoons at 1 o'clock on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill. We've got Alan Stack here with Stack Optical. Met a lot of new friends out here today. Want to thank Dan Howland for being on the show here just a moment ago. Ross Tree Company, again, if you've got some tree trimming that needs to be done, don't take a chance and get hurt. Their number is 303-871-9121. And, again, just a great, great company. Highly recommend them. If you're just joining us, we are live from the Outdoorsman Attic. This is a consignment store for the outdoors. And if you've got some things, maybe you've been thinking about selling, I tell you, a lot of problems with Craigslist, and that's another whole show almost. We get a lot of issues with that with our Haystack Help Show on KLZ, which you can hear every day from noon to one. But bring it out here. Patty and Bill will take a look at it. They price it fairly, and they'll sell it for you and then give you some money. And so it's just a great, safe way to do business. Plus, I promise you, you'll get a little more money for it doing it this way as well. We got one of our winners here, Mr. Paul Kenny. Paul won a $25 gift card. Paul, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So what did you guys pick up a while ago?
I got some Camelback and Cabela's backpacks with water integrated for the boys when they go out camping and hiking so that they stay hydrated.
Well, cool. And I'm telling you, you can save a lot of money here.
Oh, man, I got all three of them.
You probably got all three of them for less than one would have cost you.
I did. I can be honest and say that I got three for less than what one would have cost me.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. Well, man, we want to thank you guys for coming out today and supporting Outdoorsman Attic and supporting our show. And Paul and them, they actually go to our church and real good friends of family. And so, but I tell you, we had, a, I don't know, 30 tickets in this jar here, and his name was drawn fairly and squarely.
It was.
I didn't cheat.
We got a lot of witnesses.
We got a lot of witnesses, yeah, so that's a good deal. So go in there and find me something for $25 and go buy me something.
All right.
Okay, all right. That's Paul Kinney. I want to thank Paul. All right, Alan, let's talk a little bit about the Stack Sport Pack and just the setup and how easy this is.
Well, to start off with, we'll decide what you're going to be doing. What's neat about this frame is if you're motorcycle riding, if you're archery, if you're hunting, If you're a competition shooter, you can get a lens made for each activity. So you don't have to have a separate pair of glasses for everything that you do. You can custom design this for each activity.
Right.
That's the beauty of the system.
And just a very convenient carrying case for everything to be stored
separate
in.
Separate all your lenses.
So you can separate all the lenses, right. And, you know, the optic correction that you can do in these is so custom that it can really fit everybody just exactly what they need and everything.
No, it's a wonderful system.
Right. And then let's talk about just your overall business as far as, repairs and as regular eyewear as well.
You know, just like where we're at, it's a family-owned business. It has been since 1968. I took over 23 years ago, and I've been in the business myself for 34 years. And we can do anything. We're opticians. So there isn't anything, as far as optical related, we can't do. And we also partnered up with an optometrist, and we do the refractions right there. And
okay. And, your turnaround time astonishes me.
2 to 3 days.
To be honest.
On most products.
Yeah. And you just
We do all of our own work on premises.
Right.
I have my own lab.
Stack Optical. 303-321-1578. You can check out their website, stackoptical.com. Be sure you ask for the Stack Sport Pack. Alan can show you this whole system. They're located at 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North in Denver. And, again, they offer great senior discounts. They do emergency service, repairs, refurbishing. They have a large selection of frames. And you don't just buy frames from 10 years ago and keep those in style.
I'm constantly
changing.
Buying, yes.
Go to shows.
Yes.
Look at all the newest, latest, greatest.
Yep. I'll be going to another show here in September, but I actually went to one of the manufacturers in April in Miami and picked up some new inventory.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Scott, you took your glasses from Stack Optical to South Africa when we went to South Africa, and in spite of having a little difficulty towards the end of the hunt and going through the real thick brush, and you lost that pair, but man, those glasses worked great for you.
No, they really, really did. And I mean, when you get in, and it's just different shades, like some days we got there and it was real sunny, and other days, it wasn't, a little bit more overcast. So being able to have, these lenses that you can change out, or ones that will be a transition type lens.
Right, they're adjustable to the light.
Absolutely amazing. So go by, see Alan, and here's what he's offering, and I'll try to make this as simple as I can. $69 is the eye exam. If you do the eye exam and you buy a pair of glasses from Alan, he will take $50 out of that $69 that you spent and apply that toward your purchase. So you can't get much fairer than that. All right, and again, you will get his care. You're not going to go into, like you do some of these big box stores, and find someone that was over selling vacuum cleaners 2 days ago and now they're selling glasses. So get the care that you deserve. You know what? You only got one pair of eyes. Take care of them. Get in there and see Alan, the only optical place that we endorse and that we are partnered with. So go by and see them. They're at 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North in Denver. And again, their number is 303-321-1578. Our last couple of minutes here, we had to drag Patty out from behind the counter here. They've been pretty busy all morning. So had some traffic out here today.
Yes, we did. We had a good time. And and I'm very thankful that you two came out, Red, and you, Scott, and you, Alan.
Well,
I got to meet
you.
Yes, we've been having a ball. The basement is up and running now. The fishing department's down there. And, of course, we have some tents set up. And we've had some new customers, and I'm hoping that it was because of the Sportsmen of Colorado.
Well, we're going to go with that, okay?
Yes,
we're
going to
go with that.
Yes. So please, please, anytime you want to do a live remote, come on by.
Well, the parking lot has been almost full the entire time.
It really has.
Even before we got here, and especially during
while we're
here, it's been very active.
Yes, and usually on Saturdays, like right now, it's going to be like dead for about an hour. Mm-hmm. And then about 3 o'clock, it's going to pick up again, and who knows, we might have to stay open until 7. Let's hope.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Come in, come see us. We would love to meet you. We're going to hang out here for a little bit after the show as well. And again, like Alan said, with Stack Optical here, and this is what we try to associate with and partner with, is just, people like us, the small companies, we want to get into something doing what we love to do. hopefully make a couple of bucks while doing it, and just be around good people. And that's one thing, Red, I think you'd have to agree with me that since we've been doing this for a few years now, we have made some great friendships and partnerships and met
absolutely.
A lot of great people in this outdoor world.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. You know, that's one of the great things about this show is that we've got to meet so many outdoor people and some that are extremely knowledgeable, like Austin Parr there.
Right.
And I've learned so much from him. I can't wait for the time when I'm going out with him, and because I know with Austin I'm going to catch fish. And then, and you know, we've met these other guys, Trevin Stoltis and Stoltzfus, and some of those others, and these guys are great hunters, and they have, I mean, not only do they have their business and their TV shows and stuff, but they're great hunters.
Yeah.
And they got the great techniques and know how to get up on game, and so we have learned some tremendous things.
Absolutely. Now, the values are still going on, so come by and see us. We're at the Outdoorsman Attic, 2650 West Hamden. Let Patty and Bill know you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. And you know what? If you're out driving and you go, we just can't get by there today, come by next week. Mention you heard on the show, and I promise you they'll do something extra special for you. If you're just joining us, this is a great consignment store for the outdoors. You know, this is the first one like these I've ever seen, so a brilliant concept. Don't go pay retail at the big box stores. Come save some money, buy more. You just heard Paul Kenny say he bought three of the
camelbacks
for the price of one that he would have paid at a box store. So come out, save some money. If you got to do some house cleaning, garage cleaning, bring some product out here. I promise you they'll treat you fair. So we want to thank Patty and Bill and Billy for having us out here today. We want to thank Dan Howland for stopping by from Ross Tree Company. Also, Paul Kenny. We've met a lot of new friends out here. And Alan Stack with Stack Optical. So you can give Alan a call again. That's 303-321-1578. So for my partner, Red Merrill, my name is Scott Watley. We want to thank you for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. And until next week, happy hunting, happy fishing. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.